Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1506. The topic is training and the title is Adding Rehab for Injuries While Still Progressing Healthy Muscles. I tried to figure out how to make that any shorter, but I wasn't sure how, so it's a little bit of a lengthy one. But what I wanted to talk about was, this comes up quite often. People will come to me and they'll have some kind of injury issue and they want to know if I can fix it. That's awesome and I love that. But also, we want to continue to strengthen whatever is still healthy on them. And I think that that's a unique aspect that maybe people don't think of when they consider programming to rehab injuries. The main focus is always on the weakness, but people forget about the strengths. So what I wanted to do today was talk about a client example where they're having some issues that we do want to deal with for rehab purposes, but how we're still blending in healthy muscles and lifts that they like and then lifts that motivate them, so that way they're not just doing, you know, annoying, boring, basic rehab all the time. So this client had a history of knee issues and low back issues. They wanted to lose some body fat, and they wanted to just kind of have more structure to training, more accountability, crazy busy schedule. They're a school teacher with after-school activities. Just it helps to have something concise, something clear, and someone kind of checking in with you. And then I also do their nutrition as well. So super helpful for all those parts. So since we started, they've lost body fat. They've been feeling a lot better mobility-wise. But recently, they started having this issue with their knee that feels different than what it did before. And it's coming, and it's kind of like, oh man, where did this come from? Why is this coming out? And after a discussion, we pinpointed it to the popliteus. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. It's popliteus. So it's the muscle on the backside of the knee. I know a lot about anatomy, but I kind of forget how to pronounce some of these muscle names all the time. So I'm going to say it as the popliteus, and then any physical therapist out there is probably just going to cringe if I'm getting that wrong. So that's the muscle on the backside of the knee. And it's on the same side as an old ankle injury that causes misalignment of his ankle. So I talked to him before when he was doing, say bodyweight alternating reverse lunges. I'd be like, hey man, that foot's kind of a little wonky compared to the other foot. Like, do you recognize that? Do you feel that? And he's like, oh, you know, I had this old injury in my ankle. So I was like, oh, okay. And here what turns out is that every time he's stepping on that foot, the popliteus, I should have looked this up before I started the podcast because it's going to bug me if I'm not saying it right. But that muscle, so the pop muscle on the backside of the knee, what its job is to work to stabilize the knee, dealing with rotation and general stability. And that instability can come from the ankle. So athletes who have unstable surfaces are actually prone to having popliteus issues. So this is something where I'm like, okay, well, this is starting to make sense. You know, if we've been doing a lot of unilateral work to strengthen his knees, to improve his balance, to strengthen hip muscles, to help grow his thighs and his glutes, we've been doing, you know, a good bit of unilateral work. Well, the volume was good for a while. We were seeing improvements. But with schedule changes, going from like a summer schedule to now being in school, and with traveling and a little bit of, you know, here and there inconsistencies to training and nutrition, the knee has started hurting a little more, and the pain doesn't seem to be going away like the small little tweaks and annoyances used to when in the past, like past months. So when he mentioned his knee pain, that's when I looked up the possibilities of what it could be and realized that the popliteus could be an issue due to the old ankle injury. I sent him a self-release therapy, like a massage-type technique, for the popliteus. He said, holy crap, it's super sensitive to that self-therapy. And then afterwards, it did feel better. So we're like, okay, this could be it, this could be it. So what we did with our current program, like when I wrote in the new program based on what we found, is we have the program structured to to address popliteus tightness, but also to address ankle positioning imbalance. So we want to strengthen his ankle so that way it stops causing issues with the knee. So not only do we want to, you know, alleviate some of the overworked stress in that muscle on the backside of the knee. We want to reduce why it has to do that much freaking work. So we're doing a lot of ankle stability. Now, I told the client was I actually rolled my ankle in college playing basketball, and I tore all the ligaments on the outside of my ankle. So my foot was very floppy and externally rotated. It kind of just like kind of dropped to the outside. When I realized that, it was days later that I was hopping around on my foot. By the time I went into the hospital and got it, you know, scanned and stuff, they said they couldn't do anything. So I trained my calves a lot, and I trained all the muscles around my ankle, and now you wouldn't be able to even see that there was an issue with my foot when I have my shoes off or when you see me walking around. So it took a while. My foot was kind of floppy for a little bit, but I was able to address and fix it. So I told them that we're going to do, you know, very similar therapies and things that I've done. So it was helpful to have that experience. I'm not happy that I, you know, tore my ankle up, but but it was nice to already have that experience. We're also in the program addressing a distended stomach. So his abdominal wall is distended, and that's from years of being overweight and not using it very much. So we're working to pull the abdominal wall back in. This is kind of like treatments for rectus diastasis. Diastasis recti. There you go. Diastasis recti, which is separation of the abdominal wall, kind of like the spreading of the abdominal wall and thinning it out and weakening of it. That happens in females, but it also happens in men who are overweight, especially for long periods of time. Their abdominal wall becomes distended, becomes very weak. So we're working on trying to pull that back in to improve his aesthetics, and then also to improve abdominal bracing and stability when he's doing any movement outside of the gym. If he bends over to pick something up, if he's moving around, you know, that's always going to help. Now, we still have work for the upper body included in the program, specific for his bench press, because that's his favorite exercise, so we want to still be doing bench press. That motivates us to do all the piddly crap that we don't want to do. But we need to do all that with the least stress on the knee. So we can't do anything that's in a kneeling position, half-kneeling position. We don't want to be getting him up and down off the ground. We have to be careful of the amount of movement of the knee, and any singular kind of like split stance, any kind of offset positions, we don't want any of those either, because that's going to fire off the stabilization in the knee that we're trying to reduce the irritation of. Now, all within that, we're also working to improve posture of the upper body, trying to balance front and back side of the shoulder, mobility, looseness, tightness, strength, and just improve his overall upper body mechanics. So that's what his program does. It addresses all these things. I've lost track of whether that sounds significantly a lot or not, because this is what I do all the time, but this is normal. This is absolutely normal for a program to be able to address all of these multiple things and do it well. So, very normal, totally okay with doing that. That's what I do all the time. So what I wanted to do was read through some of his workouts, so that way we could see how it's structured and what we did to kind of account for all of this. So he does 3 workouts a week during the weekdays, and then he has a Saturday workout where he works out with a friend of his, and they do a lot of bench press work. So they both like bench press, and they used to be old school powerlifters and whatnot, so it's fun to kind of get together and move some heavy stuff around. So the first thing we have in his workout number 1 is the popliteus release. So if he trains in the evenings, so he's been up on his feet all day teaching at school and doing any extra after school activities, that knee's going to be, you know, super ticked by the time we get to training. So we have him doing 2 sets of the releases. There's a, you know, kind of a method to it all, but I have, for all of their exercises, all of my clients' exercises, there's a video tutorial for every single exercise. So I have the video for the popliteus release. Then we go to a popliteus stretch. So once we kind of release the tightness and get it to kind of like semi-okay from all the day of stress, we actually work to try to stretch it and open and try to encourage it to relax and release tension. We then go to band ankle strengthening. There's a routine I have him go through where he works on all the different movement pathways of the ankle, and it uses a band as resistance. So he goes through and he does that. Now, we go into a circuit, where he does vacuum breathing. There's a standing version of a vacuum breathing where, so that way it's the least amount of stress in his knees, since he can stand on his feet and kind of bend over, lean onto something. There's a vacuum drill you can do that is awesome for pulling in your abdominal wall. Actually, professional bodybuilders use this variation to pull in their abdominal wall, so that way when they're on stage, they don't have a distended stomach. So we're using the same concepts because we want the same result. We want to look super lean and mean in the midsection, so I have him doing that. We pair that with tricep press downs with an overhand grip and then a cable lat pull down where he alternates his arms on a wide overhand grip. So he has a seated lat pull down at his home gym, and it has the seated part for the lat pull downs, but also you can sit on the floor in front of it and do cable seated rows. But I don't want him on the floor because he has to get down on the ground. He has to get back up off the ground. There's more knee stress. So he can do the cable tricep press downs with the long overhand grip as an overhand grip for tricep press downs. He then just sits onto the seat and does the alternating arm lat pull downs. So super easy, not a lot of transitional stress, really good circuit. We then have a circuit with dumbbell seated hammer curls into dumbbell skull crushers. So he's doing the hammer curls without a back support. He's just sitting on the end of the bench doing the hammer curls. Then he lays back, does the skull crushers, and then he does dumbbell chest flies. I made the rep ranges a little bit big, kind of the full scope of the range that we would want for our growth result, because he has power block dumbbells. They're not the fastest things in the world to change. So I tried to pick exercises that he could use relatively the same weight for all of them. And that way, it just lessens any change of weight time, so it's super easy for him. And that's actually the full workout. So for full workout one, we have the popliteus release, then the stretch, then the ankle strengthening, vacuum breathing, then we have tricep press downs and lat pull downs, and then we have the hammer curls, skull crushers, and chest flies. This is actually all going to be done usually on Mondays, and he just benched on the previous Saturday. So that's why a lot of these exercises are isolative in nature, because he's still recovering his joints from the heavy work on Saturday. We want to beat the muscles up a little bit on Monday, but we don't want to beat the joints up. Then on workout number two, again, we have the popliteus release, the stretch, the band ankle strengthening. Then his main circuit, we're just going to do a single circuit on this day. He has the vacuum breathing drill. Then he has a what's called a Yukon bar. More commonly nowadays, you might know it as a buffalo bar or a duffalo bar. But the Yukon bar is a kind of a bowed bar. And we're going to do bench press with that with a pause at the bottom. So this actually increases the degree of stretch in his chest muscles compared to a normal barbell. We're going to be doing it with a pause. And he's going to pause for a three count. So 1, 2, 3. Boom. That's how long he's going to pause in his chest. Now, what we're doing this for is we're trying to get extra chest stress. He has very meaty, very strong triceps. So I want to do an accessory of bench that emphasizes the chest to bring up the chest. Now, are we still going to train his triceps? Absolutely. That's why he just did skull crushers in the workout before and tricep press downs. So we're still going to train his strengths, but we do want to isolate out his weakness in a main lift variation. So he has that. And then the third exercise of the circuit is cable seated lat pull downs with a rope grip. And I actually have him holding in the middle of the rope, so that way it actually works extra grip work as well. So that's his main circuit for that workout, is going to be vacuum breathing, the Yukon bar, paused bench press, and then cable seated lat pull downs with the rope grip. Our third workout was a popliteus release, the stretch, the band ankle strengthening. And why are we having those so many freaking times? Is because the popliteus is going to be annoyed every single time he shows up at the workout. So we want to address that every single time. Then the band ankle strengthening routine, it doesn't cause enough eccentric tissue damage or inflammational stress that you can't repeat that very often. So you can actually do that every single day. But I know he's going to commit to three workouts a week, so I'm asking him to do it in all three. Now, the main circuit for this workout is going to be, again, vacuum breathing. Really try to get that abdominal wall pulled in. And that's the same thing, as you can do that literally all day, every day. Your muscles are going to get tired, but they would be fine within a few hours. So you can repeat this pretty much every day. When I used to do vacuum breathing drills, I would do them all day when I would train clients. I can't even tell you how many sets of it. I mean, at least 50. At least 50 sets of vacuum breathing drills every single day. And that's helped me get to 280 pounds, and my stomach doesn't stick out. I have ridiculously strong abs. So it's helped a lot. So that circuit is going to be the breathing drill. Then I have him doing barbell rack pulls. I have him doing rack pulls because it doesn't require his knees to shift forward at all. So he's going to be doing a vertical shin, almost like an RDL, basically an RDL, but he's going to lift it off the rack, off his supports, so he doesn't have to like take it out of the J-cups, then step back, which would tick off his knee. So he's going to bring it right up off the supports in his squat rack, so that way once he's stable and in place, he never has to move again for the rest of the set, and his shins stay vertical, so he doesn't have any rotational workload stress on the popliteus in that movement, but it still allows us to train our hamstrings and our glutes, our core stability, so it really helps us maintain the strength in those tissues while we maybe have to back away from things like squats. Then with that rack pulls, he has bicep curls on his cable machine. He's going to do him bicep curls, and then he has front raises with the same rope grip. So that way, once the machine is set, he just stands there and does bicep curls, then stays right in position and does front raises. Super easy transition, not a lot of movement, nothing where the leg has to stabilize more than just normal standing. So those are the three workouts throughout the week. And again, they're blended in to address the popliteus, to address the ankle positioning, to address his core stability and his distended stomach. We also want to have fun with the bench press and progress the bench press. We want to keep the muscles of the hips strong, so that's why we're doing the rack pulls. And we want to still work his arms, his shoulders, his upper back. So we have all that still blended in as well. Then his Saturday workout with his friend, he does cable straight arm pull downs at a bench width grip to work on the lats and kind of cueing and activating the lats to be super tight like he'll need to do in the bench press. And then he sits down and does cable wide grip lat pull downs where he does some reps behind the neck and some reps in front. That opens up shoulder mobility, and it starts to promote openness in his chest muscles, so that way his shoulders are free and open and warmed up before he bench presses. Then he goes on, and we have bench press. We have click presses, which is a freaking awesome way to train explosivity. So you basically are pressing hard enough and fast enough that the weights actually click on the bar. So you press so far fast up, then you stop, and the weights actually click against the bar. If you've never done that, try it. It's an awesome way to be explosive. So he works up to two maximum explosive sets of click presses. Then we go to Spodo press, which is a tricep dominant chest press. And then he goes into a guillotine press, which is a chest dominant chest press. And then we finish with cable lat pull downs, shoulder width underhand grip. And that grip is a really great stretch for the lats, but it also helps to, which helps his shoulder posture and mobility. And then it's a really good way to kind of open up the back and open up tight mechanics after that much benching. So it kind of resets his posture before he leaves for the day. So that is his program, his four workouts, and it has everything. So everything that he needs is covered within those workouts. So as we said, it addresses the popliteus, addresses positioning and balance in the ankle, addresses the distended stomach. He still gets to work on his upper body, his favorite exercise, the bench press. That's good motivation. And we're doing all of that with the least amount of stress on the knee, and we're doing it in a way that improves his posture and doesn't, a lot of times when people bench, they get really tight in their chest and their shoulders round forward. We're correcting all that. So that's pretty awesome. I think it's fun to know that you can address weaknesses or an injury while progressing what's still healthy. You absolutely can do that. It does take some creativity, but it can be done. So if you're struggling with an injury or weakness issues and you feel like they're possibly holding you back, reach out. Let me know. If you want to work with me, I'll be happy to work with you as a client. But if you just want to show, like, let me know what your problem is, and I'll make a podcast out of it. I'll try to give you some solutions, give you some answers. We'll make a podcast. And say, for example, you're dealing with some lower back injuries. I'm sure a lot of people are also dealing with some lower back issues and or injuries. So everybody's going to benefit from a podcast. So if you do reach out, I'll make a podcast for you. But if you want to be a client, just let me know that as well. You can check out all of our service options on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. And we also have programming available on our website now. So we have some free program examples. We have some try me programs, which is basically where you just get to try my style of programming at a low cost. And then we have training templates, which are actually big, full, educational kind of templates that teach you how to train yourself. You can find all that on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. Well, if you like today's podcast or the podcast in general, please share it. If you share it on social media, that reaches the most amount of people. But even if you just share in a conversation with somebody, just let them know that we exist and that we'll answer their questions for free. I really appreciate that, and they probably will as well. So thank you to the people who donate to support the podcast. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every single day, and we're going to keep it for free. You can donate at our website. There's an option for a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation, even just $5 a month. It does add up, and it does help, so thank you to those who do that. If you like the information we share in a podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.